AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing on this fine Wednesday evening?
I am doing pretty good. You know, my Packers finally got a win back in the books. Felt like
Steelers
forever.
Steelers finally got a win back in the books as well.
Yes, good wins for both of our teams, and I think much-needed wins. You know, especially both teams got tough schedules coming up. I believe the Packers have the hardest end-of-the-year schedule, and then the Steelers have...
Of anyone, or is that subjective?
Of anyone, like, record-wise. Oh. And then the Steelers... is not any easier. I mean, other than the Dolphins and Browns, I mean, the Steelers got quite the task.
Yeah, and that division, I mean, Ravens are catching up. Mm-hmm. They're only ahead by one game now. That division is,
Rodgers
might
be
close.
We'll get into.
Bears looking to run away with the division now. The Bears are officially winning the division.
That is not going to happen. I will.
They are winning that because of. I mean, the Packers tie puts them ahead of the Lions, but behind the Bears.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So, yeah, who would have thought the Bears would be... I mean, they're on a three-game win streak. And, yeah, good... They have a good record in the division. But
they versed the Steelers this week, so let's go Steelers.
Yeah, now Aiden can actually be a Steelers fan, like his true roots should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, fantasy, you know, we had a few more injuries this week. I unfortunately lost in like all my leagues. I think Aiden, did you lose?
No, I won. Or no, I lost in
our league.
Our league, but I won in my other league. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, it's getting down to crunch time because what? The fantasy season only ends like week 15. Or does it end week 15 for most leagues?
I think there's only three more regular season games, I believe.
Crazy. So I guess three, including this week, three. And then, yeah, it's off the playoffs, which, you know, I think I've clinched. I guess no one's clinched, but I should, you know, should be able to make it, hopefully. And then, you know, got Garrett Wilson on the IR cooking. Hopefully he returns for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll see. You know, I know a lot of people got big money in the leagues. I don't know if we have money in our league, really.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
But it's more about the trophy.
Yeah, the bragging trophy. Rights are better than anything, so.
Yeah, no punishment. I don't think we have a punishment either, because those can't seem to get enforced.
Which is so annoying.
I don't know how people can get the craziest stuff, like, you'll see on TikTok, but, like,
yeah.
We can't even just get everyone together and just, like, decide on one.
We can't even decide on, like, making them film TikToks.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Yeah.
Because then you get views.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, as always, we've got a pretty stacked lineup for the segments today. We got some news, some injury updates, some guest the player. Aiden's got a little game. Looks like it's tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, a little versus tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, so could be fun there. And then our predictions, which I did win last week.
Yes.
So should be some exciting stuff.
Yes.
So I say we just hop right into it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, guys, we are going to get into some player news, mainly just injury news here, really. But starting out, we do have a season ender of the week, and it is Michael Penix. QB for the Falcons is out for the rest of the year with a partial ACL tear.
Oof.
So... You know, I guess that theoretically isn't as bad as a full ACL tear, but I mean, you still just gotta get the full surgery.
Are ACL tears, do they affect, or would a partial, he'll be able to play next season at the start, I'm assuming?
I mean, I guess, how many months is it? I think...
I mean, a regular ACL tear takes a while.
I think he probably should be able to.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, that's an unfortunate miss for them. Also, Drake London is now injured as well. He's doubtful to play after leaving that game. So that leaves Darnell Mooney up for the number one receiver slot, which someone in our league did pick up. Mm. And Bijan, you know, hopefully he's been a little inconsistent recently for me in fantasy, but, you know, they're going to have to rely on this run game now.
Yeah.
Do you know who's starting for them? Do they have coming in? No, for
quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback.
I believe it's Kirk Cousins, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh. Why did he even get benched in to begin with?
Because he sucked.
Dude, but wasn't he like the, you know, he was like dancing on the plane and all that?
Yes, but he still sucked. So, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, you know, got a seasoned guy to step in, so.
Exactly.
Hopefully could, you know, return. Also, speaking of QBs, Joe Burrow is now, you know, back to fully practicing. So.
Yes.
I mean, he has like the, he's still on IR, so they can like take, I think they can just take him off and he can play whenever. But, you know, I don't know if they're really going to rush him into it this week.
Yeah, who do they got this week? Patriots.
So, like, yeah, you're they would probably need him, but they also just might be accepting. I don't know if they can really be accepting defeat right now because they're 3-7.
I mean, yeah. Next week they got the Ravens. Next week they actually got the Ravens, or the week after this upcoming week, they got Ravens for a Thanksgiving game. The Thanksgiving slate isn't terrible this year.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. I totally forgot about that. Aiden's going to be away. How are we going to even get an episode out?
We might have to record one on Monday.
We might have to do an episode on Monday,
and then it'll have to be before the Monday Night Football game this week, but...
Every time I try to film one and with Aiden's got all the cousins running around,
yeah,
usually it's harder, more work than it needs to be. Yeah,
definitely.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, Thanksgiving games, which we'll get into towards the end, those, you know, always a good time. So
yeah,
gotta look out for that. Also, with the Bengals, cannot forget that Ja'Marr Chase is suspended for one game for spitting on an enemy. Or not enemy.
He's totally just cooking my fantasy team for that.
So he at least you can put him on the IR.
This week, that was clutch. Yeah. But this week he gets me 6 points, doesn't do diddly squat, and then gets suspended.
Yeah. So I mean, that might be another reason why they might just... Because if Burrow doesn't even have his number one guy...
I did pick up Slovis or whatever his name is.
Is that the... He's behind T. Higgins.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe he'll get some good targets.
All right, maybe. But also in news, we have Benson, running back from the Cardinals. I think he can be returning from IR now. And in time, because DeMarcado is now out. He was taking over for a bit, you know. All their running backs are just always injured.
Yeah.
So now he's out. Might have one coming back. You know, who knows? Who knows with them? Marvin Harrison. I didn't hear anything on him.
He's still projected zero. So yeah, I don't probably think he's coming back.
Said Trey McBride can hold down the fort pretty nice.
Oh. Yeah, he's a beast.
My best fantasy pick. But yeah, so there's that. Other running backs. We got Warren. On the Steelers, he left the game, I think, third quarter with the ankle injury, and he's not practicing. So they do have Gainwell and Johnson, who, you know, took the reins pretty well in that last game.
The day after
Aiden supposedly got scammed, or Aiden supposedly scammed someone by trading him away.
And then
he dropped a 30.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's that. Also, though, Rodgers with a wrist injury
yeah.
in the game. So he's not practicing yet. I don't think he's going to play. So that leaves Mason Rudolph, who is still somehow...
Hey, Rudolph comes out around Christmas time, and he's going he's gonna lead the way.
That's true. I mean, he looked pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he made some good plays.
Yeah, so that, I believe... Did I miss anything? Also, we do have two people that may be returning this week. Jackson Dart, you know, he was on had the concussion. I don't think it was too bad of one. So I think he's questionable to return, as well as Bucky Irving may return. But who knows?
Okay.
Because I've been saying that every week.
Yeah, and the Giants, I mean, we might get into this later, but Dart might need to come back sooner rather than later because the Giants are somehow one game off from being eliminated from the playoffs this week.
How does that even work, though?
I don't know. I just saw
is there already teams that are eliminated from the playoffs, though? Or?
No.
Because there's they're only two. Bro, they're 2-9.
And those other teams are in the AFC. In the NFC.
I mean, the Saints are 2-8. Are they eliminated?
No, but I guess they are, because the Giants are 2-9. Like, if you're 2-10.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's crazy, because everybody's, like, was hyping them up and, like,
yeah,
having up Jackson Dart and all that, but they only end up winning two games.
I mean, to be fair, they were up by 10 against the Bears. They should have won that game. They were up against the Saints. They should have won that game. They were up against the Broncos by 30 points.
Okay, so they kind of did it to themselves.
Yeah.
Can't really feel, I mean, hopefully he returns. They don't have Scataboo either, so.
Yeah. Might just got to tank this season for a good draft pick.
And then, I mean, at this point, yeah, that's might be. But, you know, got some young talent there. Got some potential.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of that game, Josh Jacobs, he did sustain a knee injury, so.
Which, luckily, they were saying that he won't need surgery, so he'll be back. I'm assuming he won't come back this week. I mean, we're playing the Vikings. The Vikings aren't great this season, so.
Yeah, I could probably get him some rest. Give A.J. Dillon a chance.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon is on the Eagles.
What? No, I knew that. Quadzilla. Yeah. Eddie Lacy? Who do they got now?
Name is... Oh, my gosh. What? Eric...
Jamal Williams?
No, it's like...
I know, I'm kidding.
I was going to pick him up in fantasy. All right,
Eric. All right, we'll go with Eric.
I think it's Eric.
Dude, I thought you always just say how well you know the Packers, and now you're just blanking on the RB
starting. These backup running backs are so hard to... Emmanuel Wilson. I was going to say Eric Wilson, but
I don't know him. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that, you know, see what that... Should be able to be fine without him. Mm. But that wraps up my news segment. Don't think there's anything else that happened crazy this week.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you want to throw anything else in, or we can just get into the games.
Yeah, let's get into the games.
All right, so about to get started in with the guess the player, but we did just want to mention because we totally forgot.
Yeah.
But over this weekend, we did have College Game Day coming to University of Pittsburgh, and you know, atmosphere was pretty. It was pretty crazy, but you know, game wise. Pretty disappointing,
yeah,
which I mean, most people kind of expected,
but it was still really cool. I mean, game day, this was the first time in like 20 years that it's been at Pitt, so it was pretty cool to see.
Pat McAfee's from Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
so he, you know, he would love it.
Even though he went to WVU, so low-key.
So is he really even a Pittsburgh?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, yeah, this game, the game sucked, but game day was very cool, so yeah, we felt like we had to shout that out.
Highly recommend. But all right, so yeah, we can move on now to guess a player. You know, everyone knows the rules, so I'm just gonna give Aiden this stat line here.
All right.
I try to pick, you know, usually I pick some always just the craziest ones. There was a few I'd say rather poor ones that I threw in.
Okay.
Like you'd expect, usually expect them to be better. But
this week I watched more football than I have in the past, so I'm liking my odds.
I think I'll predict you get. I think you'll get three.
I'll take a three of four.
All right, let's start off with this. Let's start off with this one. All right, So this might be one of the best stat lines of the week. I don't have the quarterback. I don't have the completions here, but 30 passing attempts, 317 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. However, 6 rushing attempts, 4 3 touchdowns and 40 yards.
Oh, well. I mean, that's Josh Allen right there.
Yeah, six total touchdowns.
Yes.
So kind of stealing you know, James Cook's.
Yeah, even though James Cook got a touchdown, he got a receiver. Yeah,
but the Bills were on a little bit of a shaky streak, but they're still like 7-3, even though like we're saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're
I feel like people have been saying that the Bills have been as shaky as the Chiefs have, and yet the Bills are, you know, 7-3, and the Chiefs are 5-5, maybe something like that.
Yeah, the for the Bills, bad is like.
Still really good.
Better than just most teams.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, putting up 44, you know, kind of seems like the usual Bills. I mean, Buccaneer-wise, Sean Tucker seemed to be taking the leads.
Yes.
Taking the leads over Rashad White, which kind of was annoying because I started him and had 2 of the touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But over 100 yards for him, so... You know, I guess, you know, people were picking him up off the waivers, so
yeah.
He may, you know, be that guy until Bucky comes back. And, you know, still no Chris Godwin, still no Mike Evans. I mean, Mike Evans won't be back, but...
It is unfortunate for... I mean, the Buccaneers, I also feel like, are the team that people have said they've been playing really good, and they're 6-4. So, I'm not sure how that division looks. Oh, they're 6-4 in first place in that division.
That division ain't much sweat.
Yeah, so I still think they're next.
You know, I still think they're like they started out like crazy, and then I mean, I guess they played the Patriots. So what do you expect?
Their losses have been to good teams: the Lions, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Eagles.
Yeah, so like they're losing to really good teams, but they've also beat.
I guess they beat the
49ers.
I mean, that's
they
not...
beat the Seahawks in a close one.
Seahawks is a good win, but
beat the Jets.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, so I mean, like they're still. I don't know. I could still see them. I mean, I could see them being a one, like losing in the playoffs round one.
Maybe like a one win playoff team.
Yeah, I don't know if I see them going farther than one win.
Yeah, I mean, I like them.
NFC, NFC's got
NFC wise. I like their team more than basically any other team other than.
Well, they who? How does the like? How does the divisions work? Like, if they win their division. How would they know who they play?
More than likely, they're going to be a lower division winner, I'm assuming. So they'll probably play whoever is also a lower division winner.
So...
They'll play...
Could it be the Bears?
I guess it could, yeah.
Or Packers?
Yeah.
Do we all know how the Packers, Packers and Buccaneers work out in the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And we don't want that.
Probably not.
But, yeah, I mean, Bills, like we said, you know, had to throw this game in there because... Josh Allen just, you know, goated. Trying to make another run for MVP, but I don't know.
Also, look at their receivers. Tyrell Shavers, who I've never heard of in my entire life.
Shaven.
Was their top
receiver. You could say he's shaved off a few yards.
Yeah, you could say that.
But, yeah, I mean, I had just traded away Khalil Shakir, and he actually had negative yards this game.
Yeah.
So maybe I did win that trade. You know.
Yeah.
I technically got more points out of my guy, or I guess he had a catch, so he did have positive points. But yeah, I mean they're always just throwing around the rock to whoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever catches it. But yeah, I mean that'll be, you know, both two teams I think will be in the playoffs. So
yeah, Bills play Thursday Night Football against the Texans, who I mean the Bills are, we can get into this later, but Bills are only 6-point favorites.
That, and I don't even think CJ Stroud's not back.
Yeah, it's Davis Mills.
Say so, they, you know, when they do that, you vote on the Texans.
Yeah,
because something ain't right.
They're controlling the game.
They know something. But yeah, so that was good. You know, crazy stat line there. Had to throw that in. Let's go into another one here. All right, let's do this one. How about 10? Okay, this is a receiver here. 10 targets, however, only 3 catches. and 30 yards.
Oh, gosh. I think I... Oh, is this Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say...
You said in the beginning he got 6 fantasy points.
Yeah, I remember seeing that he got tons of targets, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, some of them weren't, you know, catchable. But, yeah, I mean, this was a I'd say pleasant surprise because... I mean, the last Steelers-Bengals game was, like, very, you know, went down to the last plays, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, this time kind of looked like a bit... I mean, the defense is what clutched up this game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, once...
And this is back, like, the last couple games, the Steelers' defense, other than, I guess, they looked pretty bad against the Chargers. But, you know, the Colts game, they looked good. Bengals game, they looked good. So...
Yeah, once... and once Rodgers went down, they had... 2 defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
2 pick sixes.
There was one pick six. I don't know.
Or fumble six was one of them. I there were 2 pick sixes.
I thought there was only one, but maybe I'm
wrong. Either way, I know they had 2 touchdowns. Unless one of them got called back. I don't think so.
Actually, no, that wouldn't make sense because I started their defense and they got so many points.
They did? Yeah, I figured. Does it show? Where does it show the who got the touchdowns?
I know Duggar had the pick six. And there was a fumble recovery.
Was it Herbig? James
Pierre.
Oh, yeah, it was Pierre. I think it was a fumble six then.
That would make sense.
But, yeah, no, defense definitely stepped up. And Kenneth Gainwell, as we mentioned earlier, had 2 touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns for 81 yards. I mean,
he was their leading receiver. He had the most targets.
Leading receiver, second leading rusher.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was terrible on the ground. 2.7 yards a carry.
Yeah. And honestly, Darnell Washington was a beast. He was trucking. Dude, he just trucks people
how
over.
How many receiving yards did he have in this game? Can you tell?
I don't know. He had 67.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he was a beast. He might be Rodgers' favorite target, if I'm being honest.
I mean, that one run or the one catch he had, and then he stiff-armed the dude, ran over the last dude. And then, like, right before he went out of bounds, he just trucked the dude.
Yeah, dude. He's fun to watch.
I actually just saw it. He was on a podcast with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And he weighs 311 pounds.
Yeah.
As opposed to being listed as 260.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
and he moves like that.
311?
That's yeah. Wild. And then when Rudolph went in, he honestly was, like, he was throwing some dimes. So
I mean, 12 for 16, 127 he was throwing in the tug. Yeah.
If he stayed, you know... I mean, you know, I don't know. We're kind of used to him in, like, bad quarterbacks. So I think if he can just, like, not start trying to do too much.
Listen.
And the defense keeps playing
no
well.
No matter what quarterback is in there, if Tomlin's 500 record is on the line, they're going to play like Tom Brady. Like
that's true. And that's right now is the record. Right now, I mean, 6-4. I feel like they could lose another one.
I mean, they have to win a good bit of their final games. As long as they can beat, I think, the Bears, Dolphins, and Browns.
Yeah, because they still got the Ravens in them, so.
Yeah.
Definitely some must-winners to come, but it'll probably just be finish out 500 or a little more.
Well, you can't finish 500 now with that extra game. So they'll finish one game above or one game below.
That'll have to be above.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
But, all right, so yeah, that was, you know, pleasant to see the Steelers get a win at home.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right, let's move into the next one here. Another, I'd say, rather poor stat line. You know, usually I like to throw in the bangers. This one was, some may say, pitiful.
Oh.
So this player had, let's see. I mean, how could I say? Okay, 16 passing attempts for 4 completions. 47, only 47 passing yards. As well as an interception and 2 sacks. And I don't think any rushing.
Oh. I think, wow, this is really showing. Oh, wait, but this could be. No, because he had a passing touchdown. This is really just showing how terrible my fantasy team was this week. Is this Justin Herbert?
It is not.
Oh, what?
But I know, I was tempted to put him.
Wait, can I switch my answer? I do know who it is.
I mean, because you're looking at the teams.
It's Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. It's Shedeur Sanders who makes his, I mean, I guess not debut, but.
Yeah, it was his debut.
Well, like, does debut mean you have to start?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Well, he came in for the injured Dylan Gabriel. of the Cleveland Browns.
Let's just say he did not have perfect timing.
Yeah, he kind of, I mean, the offensive line was sucking. Like,
they also dropped a lot of, like, he threw some dimes, I'm not going to lie, and they dropped a lot of them, so.
Yeah, but the offensive line was kind of sucking. And, I mean, even the, I mean, same goes for the Ravens, though. Like, I mean, they won, but I think, if I'm remembering correctly, where is it? Where are these defensive stats? Yeah, Myles Garrett had 4 sacks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, that, I mean, he's like, I think he's got like 16 on the year or something. He's like already about to beat his record.
Yeah.
So he could win that DPOY.
I think I saw he had 10 sacks in the last 3 games or something.
Was that counting this one?
I think so.
Yeah, that's, I mean, crazy. He might be, I don't know if he's a favorite for it.
He's got to be.
But like,
he's on pace for like
25. They're only 2-8, so how much could the defense really be doing?
But that just shows, like, yeah, he's dude, the only good player on their defense.
I mean, Denzel Ward, he used to be a high overall in Madden.
Devin Bush.
Devin Bush, Steelers legend.
Yeah, I think he got a pick six in this game, I believe.
Oh, I think you're right. Dude, I can't do that for the Steelers.
Yeah, he sucked with the Steelers.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, this game, you know, two AFCs, Norts. Would have liked to see the Browns win just to get the Ravens off our tail, but, you know, they're still...
They're a game behind.
Yeah, Derrick Henry picked up. He had a pretty nice big 60-yard run, so he was, you know, kind of looking a little better, you know.
Mark Andrews had a 35-yard rushing touchdown.
Oh,
it was off the fake tush push.
And he did also, I think this was a game he passed the record for like franchise receiving yards. So you're now like one of only like five tight ends that's like the leading receiver for their franchise.
Oh my gosh. I wonder who the other five would be. I'm guessing
I know like Kelsey, I think
Gates.
No, Gates just got passed by Keenan Allen, remember?
No, Keenan Allen just got like 1,000 or oh, wait, maybe it was. Gates. Okay, yeah.
I think it was him, but I think Tony Gonzalez was one.
Yeah, that would be Kellen Winslet.
I don't know. I forget, but they put a graphic up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, dude, do you see this Ravens team being, like...
It's hard
they've been
to say.
I mean, I guess in the beginning they were racking up losses. So but, I mean, even... I mean, obviously they look better with... I guess they're on a 4-game win streak. And Lamar was back for... Was he back for all... I don't think he was back for... No. He was back for at least 2.
I think he's only been back for the last 2.
And, yeah, I mean, they got Jets and Bengals coming up next. So, could easily win there. And then Steelers. Like, if they win those 2 and then beat the Steelers, like, yeah, the Steelers' reign could be over.
Yeah. I mean, these next 2 games are pretty much cakewalks for them.
And then they got the Bengals. Still got to play the Bengals twice. Still got to play the Steelers twice. Still got to play the Packers.
And Patriots.
So that Packers game, like, dude, honestly, yeah, that Packers game can be important. And then the Steelers being the last game of the season, that could come down to the division.
That's going to be a Sunday night game. I'm calling it. There's no way that's not
going to
be
a Sunday
night.
So the Steelers are going to suck because it's Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe we don't want that.
Yeah. It'd be a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, but that, you know.
That's in Pittsburgh, too.
Oof.
Those tickets are going to be expensive.
Probably, man, we might have to go.
Yeah, we
little
can probably get some
New
student
Year
rush.
Celebration. But all right, so that was that. We got one more here, and we can always throw in some extra things here. All right, this player, 19 rushes, 62 yards, 2 touchdowns, as well as 5 catches for 31 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
So a lot of ground usage. Well, a lot of usage in general. There's a few good running backs this week.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns.
There's 3 good running backs this week I think you could pick out.
2 touchdowns makes me think Achan, because I know he scored a couple. Amarian Hampton, I think, had 2 touchdowns. Or not Amarian Hampton, Travion Henderson.
Yeah, they were on bye.
I'll go with... I honestly don't know. I'll just go with Achan.
That is incorrect. You were so close, though. It was Travion Henderson. who had he's just been racking up points without,
and it's just been touchdowns.
Yeah, without Ramondre, which kind of annoys me.
He hasn't even been very, like, 3.3 yards a carry in his longest of 9 yards.
But he just, he must be doing, you know.
He had 3 touchdowns this last week, yeah.
And he had how many before? He had, like, 3 in the game before, too.
Yeah.
He's on a little bit of a, there's, you know, that should be Ramondre's, but he's hurt.
And also, and he fumbles the ball.
Trayvon fumbled, too.
Yeah, that's true.
They were the fumble bros, and yeah. Then one got injured, so then he just started to pop out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this just goes to show you the power of the Patriots. Beating the Jets.
Yes.
The 2-8 Jets on Thursday Night Football. I mean, yeah, this one...
The Jets were in this game for a while, too. Like, let's not forget, like, the game, it was 14-21, and the Jets had the ball. And then I think they threw the pick. Or no, there wasn't a pick. Maybe, oh, Justin Fields fumbled.
Yeah, I do. I think you're right. And he did. Yeah. And honestly, that was on the ground 6-7 rushing yards from Justin Fields, as yes. well as a touchdown. So, yeah, he was, you know, Breece Hall kind of stayed pretty quiet for you in fantasy.
Yes.
Kind of what you come to expect.
It's just annoying. They don't throw him the ball. Like, he's your best player. You're telling me Travion Henderson.
Yeah, especially without Garrett Wilson, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're just giving the rock to John Michi III and Mason Taylor.
That Jeremy Ruckert, Isaiah Williams, this is like the worst receiving core I've ever seen. Adonai Mitchell is decent, I guess, but he had 6 targets for 1 catch. So how good can that be?
It could have been the throwing as well.
True.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Wasn't really too hyped for this Thursday night game because we kind of just figured the Patriots were win. And I'm assuming they covered the spread, probably.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I mean, I think 13-point win.
The craziest part of the Jets is how the Steelers made Justin Fields look like an MVP candidate during the first game of the season, and now he just looks like the worst quarterback in NFL history. Yeah,
I mean, he looks worse now than on the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
On the Steelers, he looked a little... Like, he surely got some potential.
Yeah.
But then we got rid of him. He does bad. Now they got rid of Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, they're fully tanked. The New York teams are going to fight over first pick.
Which kind of happens a lot.
Yeah, I know. You got to feel bad. Like, the biggest market, arguably, in all of sports, I guess LA is probably bigger.
See, that's good because when you have sports like baseball and they just have, like, unlimited money.
Yeah, exactly.
They can just get whoever. But, like, see, this shows that New York just doesn't mean you're just going
to
be
OP. Especially their basketball teams have been known to suck also. Nets and
Knicks have been good.
Knicks have been good these last few seasons. But before that, they've sucked. They had the Jets. The Yankees are obviously
one of the best teams. For the Yankees and Mets just, like, having unlimited
Rangers,
salary
are the
caps.
Rangers good? I don't know. I think about hockey.
I don't know. I kind of forget.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, who would have thought that New York's mid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that wraps up the games I wanted to throw in here. Is there anything that you want to mention, Aiden? I mean, I know we didn't talk about the Packers game. I know that was, you know, may have been a little close.
Yeah.
A little closer than you would have liked, but they still choked.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can't say choked if they weren't winning, but they still lost.
We got the win. I think we played a lot better. Jordan Love was finally able to sling it. So, improvements, and we're getting Jaden Reed back this week, apparently. So, that's going to be huge for us. Golden's healthy. I mean, once we have all of our receivers, nobody's covering all of them. So,
but I don't think you ever had one all of them.
Yeah, I think we haven't had all of them healthy before. So, in a few weeks, wait, is Dobbs playing this week? If Dobbs is playing this week, we have them all.
Well, is Watson it was questionable, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, so that game was great. Texans barely beat the Titans.
So maybe that's why they're favorited.
Yeah. Panthers win a thriller against the Falcons. Bryce Young, 448 yards, 3 touchdowns. Absolutely amazing game from him. Chargers get smacked by the Jaguars of all people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, Herbert choked for me in one of my leagues, too.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that horrible quarterback earlier, or Shador. Herbert didn't do much better. Only 81 yards and a touchdown.
And he started.
Or 81 yards and an interception. Yeah, and he started. So that was terrible. Broncos beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs dropped to 5-5.
And the Broncos go up to 9-2. Like, who?
Which is crazy.
You would have thought these teams are reversed in their
The Broncos are getting carried by their defense so hard. It's actually
insane. I have them in fantasy, that's why.
Yeah, they're getting carried hardcore. And I'm curious to see what happens when they go up against some like really good offenses, cuz
yeah.
That'll be interesting, but yeah, that's Rams beat the Seahawks only by 2 points, even though Darnold threw 4 picks. So that was pretty interesting. And then, yeah, that's pretty much all the big games. I guess the Eagles beat the Lions as well.
And a pretty low scorer,
which made me feel better. Standards. The Lions sucked, which made me feel good
about the Packers sucking.
Because... all week, the Lions fans were like, oh, blah, 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 you guys are terrible, like, how'd you only do this? And then they arguably played worse than us. I mean, Goff was 14 for 37. So, and also, the fourth down, they went for it on fourth down, like, 5 times and didn't convert once.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to kick the field goal, Dan.
No, dude, he's known for being a brave guy.
Yeah, but this is the thing, like, nobody calls him out. Everyone's always like, oh, you're so brave. And then if it messes up and everyone's like, oh, that's just what you get. It's like, no, it's just stupid. Yeah, but those are all the big games, I'd say, from this past week. And I guess we can get now into some NFL tic-tac-toe. All right, so we're going to be doing some NFL trivia, and what we're going to be doing is some NFL tic-tac-toe. So what we're going to do is me and Vinny are each going to do a grid, and whoever can complete more of the grid will get a point, and or we'll just see who can get more of their respective grids. If we tie, then I guess we'll do a sudden death grid.
Or so, if like I get one of yours, like yeah. If you give up and can't think of one, but then I know one that would fit for it, I you get a point. Get,
okay, yeah.
But I guess I mean just to make sure they know, like this is just like,
yeah,
you have three teams or like categories going across the top, and then mm-hmm. three categories or teams going down the side, and then
we'll explain
wherever they intersect is what you have to pick a player, and we're not gonna go for like rarity and all that, but yeah, like,
just completing it. So I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna click random game. We're playing this on dynastydaddy.com. Maybe Snapcount NFL should make something like this.
Oh,
just kidding, I already tried. It's way too hard. Okay, so I'll get into my game. So ooh. I got Loki and Unk one. We got Raiders.
So across the top.
Yeah, across the top, we got Raiders, 49ers, and Randy Moss. And then across the like top, or across the left-hand side, we got Buccaneers, Eagles, and a top 10 pick draft since pick 1999. Since 1999.
This is, I mean, this looks low-key hard. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to start anything.
Raiders, top 10 pick, Jamarcus Russell.
See, I personally would have gone with what's his name?
Oh, I don't know how to say.
What was that one guy? Not Khalil Mack. I mean Khalil Mack. He played for the Bears. Oh wait, who were like the two bad? Henry Ruggs. I don't think he was top 10. He was close.
All right, top 10.
All right, so Aiden gets Jamarcus Russell. Kind of a
49ers.
They don't have many top 10 picks.
Do the top 10 picks, because I think McCaffrey was in the top 10.
Or wait, does it have to be drafted? I don't think...
Yeah, I don't know if it has to be drafted. Oh, I know, Trey Lance. They had the third overall pick. Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess we should... So I guess we don't know if it would.
Okay, Trey Lance works. Next up, Randy Moss, top 10 pick.
So either play with Randy Moss and be a top 10 pick.
Yes.
So what? I mean, he was on some good teams. Like he was on the Vikings. He was on the Patriots. Was he on the Patriots?
Yeah, he was on the Patriots.
Okay, so think about. I mean, I don't want to help you, but for the fans listening,
I don't know who. I mean, I guess Randy Moss in Minnesota. Did he ever play? No. Okay, I'm just going to skip that for now. This is low-key a really hard grid. Okay, 49ers and Eagles.
Oh, man.
I want to say, like, it's an offensive player, but maybe not. Okay, I guess I got to move across. 49ers, Buccaneers. Once again.
I feel like there's someone. I mean, yeah, these are, like, similar to it.
I know there's got to be someone, but I can't think.
You should have picked the easier website, dude.
I mean, this is just random. Buccaneers and Raiders. Oh, if you can think of one, then I gotta lock
in. Wait. Oh, who's that guy?
Raiders and Eagles. I don't know why I can't think of
it. Raiders and Eagles. Oh.
Let's think. Okay, Raiders, Eagles. I'm thinking running backs. It's
got to be someone older.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Raiders don't do many deals with the Eagles.
Raiders and Buccaneers, I feel like I should know. It's like, who's played for the Buccaneers? Maybe receivers? Perriman? I'm trying to think of, like, maybe Vincent Jackson?
No.
DeSean Jackson?
No.
He didn't play for the Raiders.
Are you sure this is, like, a real thing, or they just pick random
teams? No, like, this, there's someone that works for all these, but I don't think I can think of anyone right now.
All right, there's got to be someone you can think of for Eagle, or, like, for 49ers.
I legitimately, okay, so maybe McNabb for Randy Moss, Eagles. I don't know. I think he played, okay, he didn't play for both of them. I could have sworn he played for...
Is Aiden about to only get two
Cunningham?
Here?
Is that who I'm thinking of, maybe? Randall Cunningham? Oh, God, he didn't play for either, too.
he might have played, I mean...
Yeah, he played for
probably... So Aiden might honestly end up with two. This is really... I don't think I can think of anyone, so...
Maybe...
You might honestly get more points off of mine.
Maybe Jerry Rice ended up playing with the... I'm assuming you can't think of anyone either.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be one for the...
I'm going to give up and see the most popular answers.
All right.
Terrell Owens, Richard Sherman. I mean, these are some...
Richard Sherman played for the...
Tom Brady played. Yeah, I could have gotten
when this. Did Tom Brady play with Randy Moss?
Oh, he did play with Adrian Peterson. I was right about the bottom right.
So Randy Moss. Wait, when did Randy Moss play with Tom Brady?
In New England.
Bro, how old was he?
Not that old. He was like, he balled out. He has
how did you not get that then?
I forgot that Tom Brady played for the Buccaneers. Oh, okay. That was really bad. Vinny's grid. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Across the top, we've got Cardinals, Falcons, and a top 32 pick, so it's just a first rounder. Across the left hand side, Colts. I already got a couple for this one, so you better lock in.
Shoot.
Colts, Titans, and 10 picks thrown in a season.
Okay.
That's low-key so easy.
Okay.
So I gotta lock in and get some.
Yeah, you might get more points out of this one. Alright, let's start with the 32 draft pick. For the Colts. Give me Peyton Manning.
Okay. It's a pretty good guess. Yes.
12% Galaxy Opal. All right. Colts and Falcons. Now, this one should be easy to me.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. Let's get that for now. Let's go to Titans top 32 pick. Give me Vince Young.
Wow. That's kind of a crazy
guy. How do you think I don't know people named Vince?
Okay.
5%. That's ball knowledge. Interception. Okay, so this is pretty much just free loot. 10 interceptions thrown and a first round draft pick. I mean, let's think here. If we're just going off of...
You could basically choose anyone ever to play the quarterback.
Give me Joe Burrow. He's probably throwing 10 interceptions. Yeah. 2%! All right, so I'm already ahead of Aiden. So I could just quit now. By then, Aiden might know some. Okay. 10 intercept. I just like, see, I don't want to pick someone for the interceptions thrown that could be used for the other two.
Yeah. So I basically got to try and steal the player player ones.
Okay, wait. Okay. Titans and Falcons. Is that Julio Jones? Did Julio Jones play for the Titans?
Yeah, he did.
Yes! Julio Jones. Were you thinking of him?
Yeah.
Oof, oof. Aiden's dreams are slowly getting crushed. Okay. 57%? Yeah, okay, pretty obvious. 10 interceptions thrown for the Falcons. I do want to say Matt Ryan, but I want to make sure Matt Ryan's not usable for the Colts. Has he played for the Colts? I feel like that'd be a team he'd play for, you know? So maybe we hold off on that. Give me Michael Vick for them. Oh, wait, since not. Yeah, give me Michael Vick.
Since 1999.
15? Okay. Oh, that's kind of a lot of percent. Okay. So we are now looking at, you know, we can do Colts and Falcons, or we can do Colts with anything with the Cardinals. Cardinals, Colts. See, like, I'm thinking, like, Harrison, but I'm thinking of Marvin Harrison and Marvin Harrison Jr. So do you think sibling or father son count as the same person?
No, definitely not.
Okay. So 10 interceptions thrown. We'll go Kyler Murray for the interceptions thrown.
Yeah.
That one. So that brings us down to only 3 or 4 possible options.
Yes.
Titans, and these are the hardest ones. So Titans.
I can tell you, I have these two.
You have those? Okay, so you have.
Oh, I might have this one too.
Well, tell the fans what those are.
What?
Like, what are the remaining options?
Yeah, so we got Colts and Cardinals, Colts and Falcons, and then Cardinals and Titans. I believe I know Colts, Cardinals, and Colts, Falcons.
How many did you get in the last one?
Only 2.
So theoretically, if you got all these, I'd still be ahead of you.
Yeah, so
I could just give up, but I do feel like I know one of these. Is Ryan Tannehill, like... wait. Did Carson Wentz play for... Wait. Oh, okay. Wait, I think I got
I got it. Okay. I got all of them.
Okay. Colts and Cardinals. Give me... Brissett.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. I don't know what made me think of him.
How do you spell it?
Is it Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett. Yes.
Oh, wow. 0.46.
How is that so little?
Galaxy Opal. Yeah, I don't know. Who are you? Are you?
That's who I was thinking of as well.
So great minds think alike. Okay.
I guess so.
So Colts. See, now Colts and Falcons like should be the easy one here. But I'm having trouble remembering it.
I'm pretty sure you were right about your one guess.
Carson Wentz?
No. Wait, which one are you looking at? Colts, Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he played for them?
No, your one other guess.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did play for...
I was going to say, it sounded familiar.
Yeah. 76%.
Dang.
All right, this one...
So, we got Titans and Falcons to finish... Or Cardinals to finish the grid. I feel like, oh, wait.
There's a
Hopkins?
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah. All those unc receivers play for everyone.
Yeah, I know.
So just like that, Vinny caps off the grid.
Wow.
So I get like nine.
I think I need a little
Aiden gets, grid. So Aiden might, I don't know. So Aiden can run through a quick little square. This one's got the Packers in it, so he may go.
Okay.
He may go banned.
I guess
band.
we can both fill this one out as like a little.
Just read it. Read
okay,
it
Okay, first
fans.
Up. Packers and Texans. This is actually... Randall Cobb, I believe, played for...
Good pick.
Yep.
Packers, Commanders.
Preston Smith.
I think I know the next one. Packers and Chargers, give me the cornerback.
What cornerback?
King.
Kevin King?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
What? Am I thinking of Desmond King? Or like the Steelers one? Okay.
Well, I would go Corey Linsley.
Who the?
One of our old centers back in the day. 40% still. Texans, 2+ kick return or punt return touchdowns.
Does it have to be on? It doesn't have to be on that. Does it? Oh, I guess it doesn't.
Did David Johnson ever return?
Why would a running back return kicks?
I don't know. He's a beast. Okay, we'll just go to the next one.
Two kick returns on that.
On the Commanders.
Debo probably returned some.
No way.
Back in the day?
How do you spell his name?
DeSean Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Wait, do the Redskins count as the Commanders?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, why are you looking up Jackson just thinking?
Because I don't know how to spell.
D-E-Sean? With a S-E-A-N?
Yeah, that's
D-E-S-E-A-N.
Oh.
You're just putting the letter D. Alright. Two kick returns on the Chargers.
Eckler? Did Eckler ever get that?
I don't think the star running backs return kicks.
But they do sometimes.
Did Vincent Jackson return kicks?
I don't think star receivers would return.
Okay,
we'll just move on to the last row. Texans played with Mike Evans. So this would probably be who would have bounced from the Bucks to the Texans.
Pierce? No.
No.
White? No.
Mixon?
No. Chubb? No.
Or someone that,
because he's always been on the
Yeah,
Bucks.
I guess. It's going to have to be someone, who... This is basically just, like, played with the Buccaneers and the other team.
I mean, recently.
Mike Evans and Commanders. This could be...
DeSean Jackson.
We can't use him again.
LeSean McCoy. Did he play for...
I don't think he played for...
Did he? Yeah, he did.
Not the... McCoy never played for...
The Redskins?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait. Winston? No. RG3? No.
Oh, yeah, backup quarterback thinking is a good
Bryce.
Idiot. Tyrod Taylor? I think he played for them, right?
I don't know about the Red.
Oh, do you know who it's going to be? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, dude, that's just one of those free guesses.
Yeah.
He played for dang near everyone.
61%. All right. Mike Evans.
Oh, Vincent Jackson. Did he play with him?
I don't know. Maybe. Mike Evans and Chargers.
Yeah! That's me. Let's go.
Vincent Jackson.
Two Jacksons on the board.
Okay.
So we got... We got to finish this thing.
Mike Evans, Texans. Okay, let's just think of, like, some terrible quarterbacks.
Mills?
He wouldn't have played with the...
McCain? Or, like, McCloud? Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that dude... The dude, like, Colt McCoy.
I don't think he would have played with... I'm thinking of Osweiler. Brock Osweiler.
Bro, that's so random.
I think he might have...
Oh.
No. Okay.
Two kick returns on the Chargers. That one's got to be easy.
Yeah, like, who would be returning their kicks? I mean... I'm gonna put
what
in
about,
Allen just in case.
What's that guy? What about LaDainian Tomlinson? I don't know how to spell that. So
yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, I doubt he did. Okay, what about Devin Hester?
He never played for them. LaDainian Tomlinson never did either. Who did they have? They had like
McConkey.
They had this really good receiver back in the day, like a.
Quinn Johnson.
I honestly don't know. We might just have to give up and see.
Yeah, let's just give up. Don't want to drag it out. So who did we miss? Let's find out.
Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles would have not got
Ryan
that as a kick returner.
Fitzpatrick, Shaquille Mason, Devin White. Oh, Josh McCown would have worked.
Bro, what? This is why you listen to me.
Wow.
A Goomba Wale would have worked. And then for the...
Oh, Randall Cobb. I guess we did. Ed Reed would have worked. Ed Reed played for the Texans? Since when?
Mike Williams? Anyway, we could have just been throwing out people.
Wait, Mike Williams also played for the Texans?
Welp.
Wow.
Looks like me by myself is the best.
I guess so.
All right. That's a fun little game. Always good to test the knowledge there.
Yeah, so that was fun. But let's now head into some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions before we wrap up this Epicino. So, you want to start us off? Yeah,
so I did go 11-4 last week. Aiden went 9-6, so we're now perfectly tied at 103-60.
Yes.
So this is just down to the wire. So every game counts here.
Yeah.
The start is the Bills and Texans. And Thursday nighter, we just mentioned. And honestly, I don't know.
It's got to be Bills.
Yeah. Like Aiden said, you know, the line being -6 is a little you know. Could be throwing people off. Could be a close game.
But, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Bills got it.
Yeah. Next up, Colts at the Chiefs. Bounce back?
This is one of those games that people are like, oh, the Colts are good now, but no. The Chiefs always find a way to win.
I'm going to go against you here. I think the Colts win this one.
All right, Seahawks at Titans. I mean, the Seahawks have just been...
They're
too high scoring.
They're better than the Titans all day. Gotta be. Next up, Vikings versus the Packers.
I mean, the Packers need to win this.
At Lambeau, the Packers
gotta win this.
Yeah. Another must-win game, Jets versus the Ravens.
I mean, I think it's a must-win, but it's a can't-win for the Jets.
Yeah.
The Ravens, I mean, the Jets, come on. They got to start tanking. All right. Giants at Lions. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They're fighting for a playoff elimination on the line.
Yeah.
But I still think that the Lions are just going to smoke them.
Yeah, exactly. Steelers at the Bears in Chicago.
Honestly, see, I don't know how I feel about this one. You know what? Call me crazy, I'm going to say Bears.
Call me crazy, I'm going to say Steelers.
Wait, why? No, dude, you know the Steelers go from playing good to bad to good to bad, and this is away with an injured QB.
When the Bears play, like, good defenses, they kind of choke. Like, they haven't really played many good defenses, and... I mean, they were getting clamped by the Ravens. They got clamped by
the Lions. I want the Steelers to win, so I'm betting against them, so then I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steelers. I got faith.
Patriots at Bengals. I mean, you know, I don't think Burrow's probably not going to come back.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are just too dominant.
Agreed. Patriots.
Oh, wait. We got a low-key game of the week.
We got
Browns versus Raiders. I think Shador's starting, too.
I think he is.
He's projected in fantasy. You know, I'd like to see him... do good, but the Raiders are just too good.
No, I'm gonna go Browns here. I think the Raiders offense already looks so bad. You put this defense against them.
Oh yeah, Myles Garrett's probably just gonna.
They're gonna eat them alive. So
Jags at Cardinals. Jags are coming off a big win. Cardinals coming off a big loss.
The Jags are also such a confusing team.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Cardinals.
I think I'm going to go Jags.
Just because Trey McBride's a beast.
Yeah. Eagles at the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys' offenses look good. Eagles' offenses look bad. It's in Dallas?
Give me the Eagles. Let's be real.
Ugh. Might be wishful thinking. I'm going Cowboys. Call me crazy. Falcons at the Saints. Kirk Cousins versus Spencer Rattler. I will not be watching this game. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. I'm going the Falcons just because, you know, a new QB might spice things up. And they are missing some talent, but...
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm going to go Saints.
Oh, man. Another we got some disagreements here.
Bucks versus the Rams. I think I'm going to go Rams.
I'm
going to
go Rams as well. I mean, it could be anyone's game.
Yeah.
Panthers. And, Monday Nighter.
49ers.
I don't know.
Pretty good game. Apparently, I saw a stat that The Panthers are undefeated when they win the coin toss, and they have yet to win a game when they lose the coin toss.
So basically it's a 50-50 chance.
Exactly, that they win this.
I'm going to go 49ers. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there hasn't, I don't know if, there hasn't been that many good, like, Thursday night or Sunday night games.
Panthers.
Like, when's the last time we actually had a good Thursday night or Monday night game? Yeah. Call me crazy. I wouldn't say it's
I would say it's the Steelers one. Whenever the Steelers.
Was that Monday night? That was
the Thursday night Steelers Bengals.
Yeah, like the last weeks have not had good Monday night and Thursday night. Or at least
Thursday night's always bad.
Yeah, those are usually my favorite to watch too.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the start, it's the start of the weekend, you're like hyped, and then everything comes crashing down.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, actually, neither of these games. I mean, luckily, next Thursday, the Thursday after tomorrow, is Thanksgiving. So,
oh, yeah.
Basically guaranteed to be falling asleep.
Guaranteed bangers.
Falling asleep during the 4 o'clock
The Lions. Can you get to watch the Lions just wet the bed every year?
Yeah, against the Packers this year. So.
It is? Oh, good. I already just know that house is... Aiden's going to be, like, trying to... not be mad at when the cousins are screaming and he's trying to watch the game.
Yeah, me
are watching. They Packers fans down there?
No.
There you go. Chiefs, do the Chiefs play on?
Yeah, the Chiefs play as well, so.
Ooh.
It's going to be like me.
So who's going to get the TV?
They're on different times, but like me watching the Packers losing by 30 and then one of my cousins comes up and asks if I want to play
heads up 7 up.
Yeah. I just unload on them.
Yeah, man. So that'll be... Yeah, we're going to have to figure out something for the recording situation, but, you know, should expect the episode
I would say,
out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would assume we'll probably post, if I had to guess, on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday.
I support that.
We might have to miss watching or talking about the next Monday night game, but, you know, sue us. What are we going to do?
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's all we got for this week's episode. You got anything for him?
Nothing. You know, nothing new. Just, you know, as always, have a great rest of your week. And I guess we'll see you before Thanksgiving. So yeah. I guess I won't say happy Thanksgiving yet. But, you know, hopefully get to, you know, if you're in school, you know, got breaks starting up. So yes. should be a good
nice.
Week of football. Got a few disagreements. So it should be an exciting week.
Yes.
And yeah, we will catch you guys in the next one.
Peace.